BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Donald Trump is at the centre of a deepening controversy involving his comments to a widow of a US soldier killed in action in Niger. The mother of the soldier, Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, has echoed remarks by a Democratic congresswoman, claiming that President Trump treated the widow with a lack of respect. John Sopel reports.
The call from the White House came up on a car speakerphone as the family waited to receive the coffin of the fallen serviceman at Miami International Airport. In the vehicle was Democratic Congresswoman Frederica Wilson.
He said to the wife, well, I guess he knew what he was getting into. How insensitive can you be?
According to the Congresswoman, the president left the widow in tears as he didn't even know her husband's name. Donald Trump has denied emphatically this account of the conversation.
I did not say what she said. I had a very nice conversation with the woman, with the wife, who is sounded like a lovely woman. Did not say what the congresswoman said.
This issue was politicized earlier in the week when the president asserted that he had a better record of calling the families of fallen servicemen and women than his predecessors.
The Russian celebrity Ksenia Sobchak says she will stand in next year's presidential election. There's intense speculation that the Kremlin wants her to run in order to provide a semblance of competition. Sarah Rainsford reports from Moscow.
Ksenia Sobchak wants to rally the protest vote at next year's presidential election here. Announcing her candidacy, she said she'd be the mouthpiece for everyone who's fed up with what she called the lies, theft and corruption of Russia's leaders. But the TV host and socialite-turned-journalist has come under heavy fire for this move. Russia's main opposition figure, Alexei Navalny, is currently in police custody. But before his arrest, he warned Ksenia Sobchak against being dragged into what he called the Kremlin's game, calling her a caricature of opposition, allowed or even prompted to run by the Kremlin to make this election look legitimate.
World News from the BBC.